This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I got a returning guest. He was back on the show back in February 1st of 2018. We're talking about global cannabis applications. They are a global leader in designing, developing, marketing, and acquiring innovative data technologies for the cannabis industry. And with us today to talk about his company is Brad Moore. He's the CEO. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FUAPF. They also trade on the CSE, Canadian Stock Exchange, under this ticker symbol FUN, F-U-N. Brad, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Everett, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good. Just so you know, the ticker symbol on the CSE now is APP. It's been like that. We had an opportunity to change it a while ago. So just for your listeners.
All right. I appreciate that. Hey, you know, I invited you back.
Problem.
I invited you back on the show because, you know, there's been a lot of talk about ICO, tokens, cryptocurrency. Recently, you guys had a utility letter from the Lithuania Bank, and I just want to know if you could bring us up to speed. What does that mean to your company?
Yeah, for sure, and I'm excited to talk a little bit about that. I mean, when we hear about Lithuania nowadays, we think about NATO deployments and Putin and all that other kind of crazy stuff going on, right? But look, it's a very significant letter for our company. What it was is when we created our white paper around our project, and basically, for those people who don't know what a white paper is, it's your battle plan for a blockchain, right? It's what your project is. And when we submitted that, we wrote it, we knew we had to do a different way of doing this. You know, an ICO is something where you basically, it's a security, you're selling it forward with the promise that it'll increase in value. It's a way of raising money. And as we know, the SEC and, you know, global regulators have said, no, you can't do that, right?
Right, right.
And so being a publicly traded company, that's obviously not in our best interest or our shareholders' interest. So when we started working with Sam Lee, he approached us and said, well, there's a different way we can do this. We can do what's called a token economy. And what that is, Everett, it's just a set amount of tokens, right? You know, you have a fixed amount that never goes up, and it only goes down through distribution, right? And so the whole idea is when we wrote the white paper, we said the only way people can get tokens is not by us selling them, but by them contributing data products and services into the project. And that's actually the true nature of what a crypto is supposed to be. It's supposed to be about the value. And when we submitted this to the Bank of Lithuania for their opinion, they came back and said that this token was a utility and not a security, and that's huge. And that's especially huge because the Central Bank of Lithuania is like the Federal Reserve in the States or the Bank of Canada up here. And really what it means is it's part of the European Central Banking System. So that ruling or that opinion applies straight across Europe, right, in the EU. And that's super important for our rollout plan. So stating that we're a utility and not a security puts us on the right side of regulators, I believe, globally. And, you know, I can tell you this. I've had conversations with the securities regulators in Canada and about this, and they said, perfect, no problem. And that's super, super important for us. So now most people say, okay, so what does that really mean, right?
Right.
And what it really means is that as we distribute tokens for people putting data in, companies providing their data, what our AI blockchain system needs to come up with outputs, really what it does is it allows people saying, okay, well, they're creating money, they're getting paid for their efforts, like a loyalty program. But like any loyalty program, you want to be able to get some value out of that. So our key next step as we launch the tokens, we'll then be able to provide those tokens available on different exchanges where people can cash them in for real cash. And that's important. That has nothing to do with us selling it. It's just an outlet for them. Like, I mean, in Canada, we have a store called Canadian Tire. Every time you buy something, they give you Canadian Tire dollars. And we all stick them in our glove box because nobody cares about them. Nobody wants just extra loyalty programs, right? what we want is we want to be able to utilize the full strength of a crypto. And so what this actually does is we're providing people, we'll see a mechanism for people to go, you know, go cash in on that currency that they earn by contributing data. And that might be just the average guy walking into a dispensary using one of our apps to figure out what the right product is for him. It might be a dispensary worker. It could be in, you know, as you, like in Canada now with recreational legalization coming on board, the medical space will be dominated by dispensaries and like pharmacies, like the Shoppers, the Canadian equivalent of Walgreens. And so they're going to sell that. And so what will happen is those shops will be able to earn crypto too. So we're actually paying people to give us data, and then they can sell it on the exchanges.
Right, open market.
Yeah, exactly. And what's really exciting about that is the company will always retain a treasury, because we don't give away all the tokens. We only give it away relative to the amount of crypto the data we get in, right? So when you think about it, whatever the market price on the crypto is at any given point in time, that will become then what the value is of what our treasury is. I hope everybody grasps that, what that means.
Well, I got a couple questions for you. First question is, who else has gotten this utility letter, you know, deeming that you guys are not a security, that it's a token? Has anybody else gotten this?
Well, you know what? I'm not sure I'm the right guy to answer that, but what I can tell you is I believe we're the only publicly traded company. I know we're the only cannabis company to get it globally, and I believe we might be one of the only, if not the only one, one of the only publicly traded companies globally to get it.
My guest today is Brad Moore. He is the CEO of Global Cannabis Applications Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FUAPF. They also trade on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the new ticker symbol APP. So walk me through, educate me a little bit. What's the difference between an ICO versus a token economics?
Well, it's really the difference between identifying. The difference is one's a security and one's a utility. And when you do a security, it's basically like a stock, and there's rules and regulations around that, right? And so really what you're doing is you're selling shares in the company in a new fancy kind of packaging, and the regulators have been quick to see what people have been doing around that, right?
I see.
And a utility is exactly that. It's a utility. And basically what it means is you give out the crypto in exchange for products or services, right? And what's really neat about that is recently auditors, specifically in Vancouver, have been showing those utilities, which are classified as an asset, on their set of financials. So when you think about that, we get all these people putting in this. We have all this great data and input. We don't need to sell the data. I don't need to go, like, because you've got to remember, like, we're dealing with data from universities, educational institutions, and, you know, people's experiences. If I start selling that off to the highest bidder, then how honest is that? How honest is that data, right? And so what this allows me to do is to actually, like, see economic value out of this by actually keeping the data pure, watching the value of the data increase as people get issued the crypto and sell it, and we still have this treasury. And then what happens over time is I can report that on my financials as an asset. And even more interesting, the reason we did, because a lot of people keep asking me, why Lithuania, Brad? Why Lithuania?
Right.
I go, because in Lithuania, a crypto is a fiat now. So can you imagine that with my subco over there that I have, GCAC Europe? They're going to be showing X amount of, you know, millions of euros in crypto when we launch this thing as an asset. But most importantly, there'll be a cash equivalent because it is a fiat. And that's like, so when you think about that from the health of the company and the value of this in the public markets, that's super significant. That means we can run our program. We can be altruistic about the data, but at the same time recognize true economic value for that data without selling the data off and having this great asset on the book. Yeah.
Let's talk about that for a second. Right now, you guys are pre-revenue. What do you see happening for your company in the next 6 to 12 months?
Well, first of all, we're going to We're right now we're just in the tail end of wrapping up closing on a placement, which is normal for our company in pre-revenue. So we have a series of obviously a series of things we're executing on, which will be announced, will be very strong. We're going to talk about our milestones. I always ask everybody when they say, what's the company do? Look at the milestones. Have we achieved them or not? We have very strong downloads on the milestones, which we'll be announcing. The next thing will be the records. The next thing will be the banking license. Very, very important. That's the one that converts crypto to fiat in the phone that we're working on. We'll be pushing towards that. The next thing is over those next 6 months is getting the tokens out, hitting all those milestones, and then showing how that asset on the books is actually, we can utilize that for revenue production creation over the next 6 months.
I want to thank you for coming on the show today. It's always a pleasure to have you on here. We're running out of time, but in closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
Look, I think the key thing is there's a lot of people, there's a lot of moving pieces here. We're dealing with AI, we're dealing with blockchain, we're dealing with crypto, we're dealing with cannabis. There's a lot of kind of cool things that are moving. This is an emerging market for everybody. But what it actually is, there's a lot of exciting opportunity for all companies that are in this space. And, you know, as our Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said at one point, sunny days ahead. This is a great space to be in globally. It's a really, really good, exciting space. The AI blockchain combination is going to become, I believe, a dominant force in the next 5-10 years.
I want my listeners to take a look at Global Cannabis Applications Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FUAPF. You also can find them on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol APP. Brad, thanks for coming on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.